This is Jonathan Bingham. Welcome to Get Connected. I pray that God's Word will challenge you, encourage you, and equip you wherever you are in your walk with Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to this audio presentation. This lesson series challenges us to define our desired destination, compare that with our current direction, recognize the decisions we have made that resulted in our direction, acknowledge the thoughts that shaped those decisions, and to take charge of the many factors that influence our thinking. It was presented to our adult Bible study at Eastside Church in Marietta, Georgia in the fall of 2015. God bless you as we study His Word. What I want to do now is pick up with our lesson that we really have only started. We started this, I think it was 4 weeks ago, three weeks ago, I guess, the study on the path, the principle of the path. And we talked and got kind of started. I drew a diagram up on the board, and if you'll remember at the bottom, we had our destination. That's what we're going to start with this morning, our destination. And we realized that our direction determines our destination every single time. And so direction is here. But really, what determines our direction? Well, those are decisions that we make. And a lot of other stuff will determine our direction as well. But ultimately, all those things boil down to decisions that we make that determine our direction. We choose which direction to go. That direction determines where we end up. And then we thought, well, that's, you know, we talked about, well, that's really great, right? It's good to know that, but let's, you know, how do we affect that? How do we affect our decisions? Well, thoughts. Our thoughts are what determine our decisions, which determine our direction, which determines our destination. And then finally, what are all the things that contribute to our thoughts? So we're going to be talking about all that stuff, and we're going to do it backwards. We're going to start at the bottom. We're going to start with destination. And starting with our destination, we're going to move backwards from there and determine, ultimately, I pray, what we can do that will change our destinations, that will change our direction and thereby make sure that we are on the path to the destination that we desire. All right, so that's where we are. That's what we're going to be talking about this morning. What I'd love for us to do is begin. There are so many passages. As I've been reading through Proverbs in the last few weeks, there are just so many verses that have to do with this principle of the path. Here's one that I thought was really great. Proverbs 16, verse 17. We'll start with that one this morning. Proverbs 16, 17. Proverbs 16. 17. That'd be great.
The highway of the upright avoids evil. He who guards his way guards his life.
All right, thank you. The highway of the upright. Now, when I read that, I immediately thought, wow, that sounds like a direction, a highway. In fact, the metaphor that I used when we began this thing at the very, very beginning was, you're getting on 75, and of course I messed it up, but I talked about going to Orlando. Apparently you can't do that and stay on 75. Okay, so I've changed it now. Listen carefully. You're on 75, and you and your family packed everything up, your beach stuff and that kind of thing, to go to Tampa. There are beaches. I've been to a beach in Tampa or whatever that city to the west of it is. Is that Tampa? Clearwater. I stayed at the Hilton out in the thing out there. And so somewhere. And you can get there on 75, wherever it is. You can go there. There's a beach. And so you and your family packed up all your swimsuits, your floaties, and the suntan lotion and the aloe for when you get sunburned afterward and all that stuff. And you are on 75 doing the as fast as you think you can get by with. The problem is you're going north. And there's no way, I promise you, I guarantee you, there's no way in the world that you're going to end up ever in Tampa if you continue that path. And this verse right here, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. Well, so that's a good starting place. He who watches his way, his path, he who watches his path preserves his life. That's the destination. You see that? If you preserve your direction, you will, excuse me, if you watch your direction, you will preserve your destination. Does that make sense? Well, the destination is what we're going to start talking about this morning. It is maybe the ultimate destination of heaven, or it is a long-term destination. So let's think about that. The last time we were together, and the time before that, and the time before that, I asked you guys, please think about, where are you going? What is your destination? What is the desired destination that you have for your life, for your marriage, for your children, for your family? What is your desired destination? Didn't get a whole lot of feedback, but I think what I'd love to do is give you another opportunity for that, because now you've had 3 weeks. 3 weeks. And certainly you could, you know, just make up something in that amount of time. So let's talk about what would you say. And we're going to write some of these down, and some of these, if they're personal, we won't write them down, and I'll even cut them from the audio when I do that, if it's something personal. That's okay. We share lots of personal stuff in here, and I don't want you to stop. So don't worry about this. As you guys know, I cut stuff out when appropriate. So what are your destinations? That is a great midterm, mid-range destination.
That's what I was looking for, how far into the destination. I mean, some of my destinations are to today.
Yep.
Some of the things I have to do on a daily basis, I
Well, there are short range destinations. I mean, these are goals, they're destinations, they're, yeah. All of them, because this principle applies to every single one of them. It applies to making it through the day. If you start out the day and you started out in a direction that will end up somewhere different from where you want to end up that day, then this applies, as does making it through the school year, as does one of my goals is that we would produce at the other end of this process in our home 3 daughters that are godly young ladies who will have an impact on the kingdom and be fine specimens of marriageable material or something like that. And so that's a destination that we're talking anywhere from 5 to 10 years in the future. Well, but still, Kendall's doing great. Yes, she is. And then you have long-term goals. A long-term goal would be for my marriage, that at the end of this, we'll still be married, okay? How about that for a basic, fundamental destination that I pray about often? That in 25 more years, we're nearly at 25, in 25 more years, in fact, in more than that, we'll still be married. That's a long-term goal. It's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is eternity. I have one destination in mind for that. But for a long-term goal. And as well, reading through Proverbs, you can't escape the idea that God's blessing on people is oftentimes wealth, and the scripture talks there in Proverbs so many times about how that a wise man passes wealth on to his descendants. And so to be in a financial, not only, you know, the short-term and mid-term goals or destinations with respect to finances, but in the long-term, that when I'm done, not only will I not be a burden on my family, but in fact that I would be a blessing and be able to set them up to do more things for God than they would have been otherwise because financially they're okay. So those are some to give an example. And making it through the day is a good one too, as an immediate destination. And there are plenty of things that you could talk about in this exact context with this principle that would apply to even that kind of goal as well. All right, other destinations that you guys thought of? I guess I talked about a few. Married. Still. Okay, same person. Yeah, you know. All right, and then kids, right? Kids out the door. That's probably a common one, kids out the door. Yes, and let's put in parentheses, godly, sane. Yeah, all right, and there's lots of stuff that would go there. Okay, well, let's, what other destinations have you guys? All right, I'm still waiting. You guys keep distracting me with stuff. David. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, and David, I think that, you know, one of the things that, as I was thinking through this, one of the things that I think is important is, okay, so we're talking about destination. I'm trying to eke out of you what your destinations are, if they're, you know, anything to add to what's already up there. And I thought, okay, well, how do you even know? What's a good source for knowing what would be a good answer here, right? I mean, I was about to say there are no right or wrong answers. There probably are, in fact. But what are the best answers? What are the best answers to the question, what is or what are my destinations? And the best answer for that comes from God. Getting with Him, getting wisdom so that you have general revelation about, in general, this is wisdom, right? This is the right thing to do. This is the wise thing to do. But also specific word for each of us. As we go to God in prayer and we go beyond just, you know, avoiding evil, turning from temptation, not being a surety for a stranger, you know, all the things that you can get in Proverbs. But in addition to that, God speaking to us in our hearts directly for our situation to tell us specifically what is the plan. And don't ever think you can't know the answer to that question. Don't ever think that this right here, that God's trying to keep this hidden from you. Because He's not. Pamela, you have a look on your face. That's good. I think that the part that is relevant for what we're talking about here is that long-term destination, not necessarily knowing what's going to happen between here and there. Certainly the case. And having wisdom to know the steps that you would take that are the best, godliest steps in that right direction. But having that ultimate destination in mind, I believe, is incredibly important from the get-go. And you're right that personalities and goal, you know, the way that God made you, the interests He's given you, all that kind of stuff, those all come into play. That ultimate goal, though, that destination, you've got to know that first. And I believe strongly that God is going to give you at least a really good hint about at what that may be. Now, it is true that for many of us, the destination that He could tell us about right now is only on the way to where we're actually going, because He wouldn't be able to tell us, you're going to Chicago. He might only be able to tell us, taking you to Nashville, because Chicago might be too hard for us to grasp today. You see what I'm saying? And so for many of us, and one of the great things that can happen is for someone who's trying to follow God and has a goal out there, and all of a sudden, boom, God comes through and changes that. not only takes them there, but then helps them realize, you know what, I can't, you know, God is greater than I ever imagined and is doing far more than I had ever hoped. And so to have, you know, but I do believe that today we can definitely have some specific destinations where this principle will then come into play. Rose. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And that just ties us back to be ready, right? Awesome. Awesome. Go, it's one of the same. Yeah, Chris, that's good. And absolutely, the words are interchangeable in our discussion. And I think that maybe the reason destination is what where we end up is just because it fits with the decisions, direction, and destination. That having the consonants there is probably it. Sounds like something a Baptist preacher would do. Yeah, David. Yeah, alliteration. Yes. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, let's look at this question now in a few different ways. There are lots of goals that are going to be up here, and we're going to kind of hone in on some as we talk through this stuff. But I want to help try to identify those destinations, and maybe even shed some light. In fact, maybe even spotlights on some of our current behavior, some of our current direction, our actions that are, you know, where we are on the map. You've got the dot on the map that's moving in a direction. Well, which direction is it going? Well, and so I thought of a few ways. First of all, let's think about it this way. Let's just take some hypothetical areas of life or things or activities or whatever, and I'll ask you to kind of predict where they're going to end up. Okay. How about this? You, as a family, have a certain amount of income, and yet your desire for life exceeds it substantially. And so you end up, whenever you want something, you get it. You use credit cards, you use credit, you use lines of credit, you borrow from family. You do whatever it takes. You just continue to borrow and borrow and borrow. There's your direction. What's the destination of that direction? Financial and emotional bankruptcy. You call it slavery? So, oh, crash? Did you? Slavery. Yeah, there's going to come a time when the destination will catch up with you. And that destination is not a good outcome. That's a negative outcome. I'll throw another one out there. How about drinking all the time? Every day. A lot. For a long time. Basically, that's your direction all the time. What's the outcome? What'd you say? Addiction, devastation of your body and your family, your property. Poverty. Poverty. Didn't even think of that one. Major health issues. Yeah. yeah. All right. Not a good outcome, right? What about you... Do whatever it takes every day to spend 10, 15 minutes with God every day. Usually get at least a chapter in, time for prayer. Sometimes your kids catch you What was mommy doing on her knees? I've caught her doing that a few times. You lead your children to do that. They start getting into the habit too. They start going in that direction too. What's the outcome? Sorry? A legacy of faith, a heritage. A real one. I could have used the negative example of that, and the outcome of that would have looked a whole lot like a lost person. But one who spends time in the Word daily, sincerely, prayer. Yeah. So I think that that's maybe a few examples that will help identify. This is what we're talking about. So the next thing, like I said, there were two different ways I wanted to try to help kind of get into this further. And the second was just to ask some questions, okay? Considering our direction and just to kind of check it out, see if we're on the path to our desired destination. Question number one, what are your habits? What are your habits? What do you do all the time? All the time. Remember one of the things that when we started this weeks ago, and that's not my fault that it was weeks ago, yet, it will be, but not yet. Don't take responsibility yet. Remember one of the things that we talked about was that quote that I'd come across, which was one of the things that inspired this lesson. Bad habits are easy to make, but hard to live with. Good habits are hard to make, but easy to live with. But what are your habits? I tell you, I think that saying, that quote, whatever you want to call it, is just absolutely the truth. Bad habits are so easy to fall into. Yeah. Well, and Anna Marie, I think that maybe part of that's the reason is because the bad ones were the easy ones, and so we have a whole lot more of them. I don't want to be negative. You know, you guys know me, right? I can be that way. But that may be the reason. But absolutely, habits can be great habits. And all we have to do is work really hard to make them happen, to make those activities become habits, like making a change in lifestyle. I wish that were here, because I've been so impressed with them. They have done something incredibly difficult. Incredibly difficult. They saw themselves, I mean, Craig, you guys, some of you were here when she came in and talked about their direction, right? She came and talked about how that she was concerned about her daughter and her son and her husband and their family. They were going towards Chattanooga wishing they were on the way to Tampa. And so what did she say? And so she said that she and sat down and decided they were going to start going to church. Do you realize how difficult a change that is that they made? And they've been absolutely doing it. This is the first time I can remember they were on vacation one week, so take that one out. This is the first time that we have not seen them in here since that day. They have established a good habit. And I tell you, that's hard. What they have done is hard and impressive. Absolutely you can. And I'll tell you, not only for them as a couple and them as a family overall, but you remember the concern that she had about her daughter. And I'm sitting there now looking at her in the choir, singing in our choir, and thinking, okay, I don't know if everything's okay, but I know that they're on the direction toward okay. Right? They're on the path. And that is awesome. So, what are your habits? What do you do all the time? There are good ones if you work hard at it. Being here, I mean, crud, you guys, most, I mean, everybody in here, faithful attendance of church, good habit. Hard to make, easy to live with. Because I'll tell you, we know in our hearts that if we weren't here every Sunday, we in our hearts would know it was wrong, and that would be hard to live with. Do you see what that quote is talking about? It would be hard to live with it if we weren't here faithfully doing what we knew, what we know is right. Good habit. We've talked at the beginning of this year about Bible reading. Bible reading every day. We talked about worship. Another pretty good habit. So there are lots of good habits that we can get into. Spending time with our kids. Boy, that's hard. And I'll tell you one that I'm having a... Do you want to know one of the biggest good habits I'm having a really hard time reestablishing in my home? Spending time every week with my daughters in the Word. Our schedule has completely gone away. There's no time that we're all there that's not allocated for something else. And I've heard it gets worse. And I'll just be honest with you. I'm having a really, really difficult time. And I'm not liking living with this bad habit of not having that time on our schedule. But because I know the destination. I know the destination that I desire. And I know the pathway is going to take some discipline to make it happen. What are your habits? There are all sorts of things that would contribute. And like we talked about a few weeks ago when we put the list on the board of all the things that contribute to our actions, our decisions, there are lots of things that contribute. And some people, because of their background, their personality, or whatever, may be more inclined to particular things. Still wrong. Still something we've got to overcome, right? I mean, I suspect that every single one of us in here, with our personalities, with our backgrounds, with all that stuff, every single one of us has some sin that's just really, really hard. The Hebrews 12, the lay aside the weight and the sin that so easily besets us. I'm so tired of that.
It's funny because I'm a personal trainer and people pay me to make them work out. Yeah. And most of my people, if they did not have that accountability, they wouldn't come.
Oh, crud. Emily, you're so right. And in fact, I found probably the most expensive personal trainer that I could find. Because if I'm anything, I'm stingy, tightwad, greedy, love money more than just about most things. And so there's no way I'm going to let that much money go to waste. And so it's got my attention. I wonder how I could do that with other stuff that's more important, that's even more important. Hey, that's...
Read your Bible!
You know what, Scott, you laugh. You guys laugh about that. But I've often wondered, God, why can't I just have somebody who is my keeper standing beside me every minute of the day? I know... Dawn, that's what I thought when I said that. I know that. My lack of faith causes him to be less tangible. It's. And speaking of someone else who has absolutely changed her path. Dawn. See? Yeah. No, that. But it was evident. But it was evident, hon. Yeah, it was evident, though. And you're right. Why is not the Holy Spirit inside of me enough? And God's presence with me every single second more strongly and effectively and with such greater resources than anybody else could be? Why is that not enough?
But it's there no matter what. It can be just a little tinkle in your ear or it could be the thunderstorm outside.
and oftentimes I don't. But if I had you, Scott. but have you guys ever thought that? I think that often. If somebody was here making me do the right thing, I wouldn't be eating this. I wouldn't be doing this. And I just go, God, what is my problem? And yet, our complacency, my complacency, is just making me sick. Well, no, Pamela, you're absolutely right. And I'm looking back on the last month or two that, you know, I've been asking you guys from time to time to pray for us, pray for me. And, you know, during that exceptional time, I've gone to two people to pray for me and, you know, not really to spend time talking through and getting counsel and stuff, but at least, you know, to pray. And that's just another an example of what you're talking about there, that I am too proud to do that and open up myself as imperfect, which everybody knows is true, but yet I'm still not willing to admit it. By the way, I don't often say this, so I hope that this has some weight. I haven't seen it posted yet. I don't know if last week's sermon is posted yet. Last time I looked, which was Wednesday or Thursday, it hadn't been yet. Last week's sermon was one of the best sermons I have heard in years. But yeah, Dr. Record, and it was absolutely, it was great, but it was practical. It wasn't just, you're a horrible person, I already knew that. But how to do it God's way. It was fantastic. So if you have a chance. Yeah, and there was a handout for it, which I think someone recycled. All right, just a couple more minutes, and I've got a lot of questions here, so we'll have to slibby through some of these pretty quickly. What do you do when you get home every day? And that may sound like a stupid question. What does it have to do with anything? But actually, that action, that choice, that decision can have a significant impact on our direction and thus our destination. What do you do when you get home? And so that question, right, we have to fit into lots of different contexts. I don't get home. I'm home. And so my decision is, when work's over with, do I go upstairs or do I stay downstairs and hide a little longer? You guys know my personality to know that that's the temptation, and then to know that the kids are up there and that there's work to be done, and I've already stinking been working all day, and all that stuff, right? And so I can think of all sorts of reasons, and often sometimes do, in fact, stay downstairs much longer than necessary. And so it could be that, it could be when you literally drive home from work, for those who work outside the home, For those who don't work outside the home, how can we apply this? What do you do when your SO shows up and your spouse shows up and they get home? Yeah, your significant other. Sorry, that's very old, out of date. So what do you do when they come home? Do you unload? Do you say, here and run? All of those things, all of this stuff affects our direction. It defines our direction, which will result in our destination. How often do you and your spouse have dates? How often do you and your spouse have dates? Well, what does that matter? Well, it matters. It matters incredibly. And the problem with dates is that they cost money, and having a babysitter costs money if you still need one of those. And where do you go? What do you do? You have to dress up. It's a pain. You're already tired. Trust me, I know all the excuses. But why is it that we go out on a date nearly every week, if not more than one every week? Because there's the value, the pleasure's worth the pain. The pleasure is worth the pain. Is that bad? I don't think.
I don't think you should give marriage. Wow, that's awesome. You don't have to get married. You just choose. Or somebody.
Well, okay. You don't have to leave home. You don't have to get dressed up. What else did I do wrong? It doesn't have to cost money. Okay. You don't have to have a babysitter. What else? Anyway, how often do you and your spouse have a date? I'll go back to the question. Yes, Chris. Really? So, because I was going to ask the question, okay, maybe they weren't having dates, but maybe they had time just alone together. Did they have that even? Wow, okay. Well, Chris, one of the many great reasons that I love having such a diversity in this class is because I would have never thought of that and never known that. And so that's pretty cool. Yes, Lisa. And that goes back to the first question, right? What do you do when you first get home? And so for this,
it was their routine. It still is. I mean, they'll be busy throughout the day and they have that time when they sit there.
And it never works, and even though I love to draw boxes, it never works whenever we say, okay, it's gotta be a date. Well, no, it doesn't. But it's gotta be something, I think. There's gotta be something intentional, set apart time that is just for the two of you. And the reason for that is because when it's all said and done, when we squirt the kids out the other end, we still have each other. And that's still got to work. David.
And let's not say we
Okay, so I won't even ask the next question then. Okay, I'm going to stop there because the next one would have been only worse.
No,
no, I can't now.
Hurry up.
Yeah. This lesson's going to be about 3 minutes long on the audio. All right, let's pray. The teaser for next week is more of the same. Talking about what you do as a normal habit of life. Okay, so just be ready for that. I don't have a teaser. I should have thought better, but I don't. Let's pray and we'll be dismissed. God, thank you for your grace and your mercy this morning. That in spite of myself, in spite of ourselves, that you would still choose to speak to us and, Lord, really to reveal yourself. We beg that you would. We ask that you would. Show us, first of all, please, give us a confidence of your vision for our lives. Your goals for our lives, your destination for us. Please, God, help us to see that. I ask that for each one in here, that if not already, that soon we would be able to say, you know what, I know what God's plan is. At least a couple of big stakes in the ground. I know some of what God wants to do with me. Please help us to be able to say that, Lord. And then further, I ask that you would bring in a spotlight on our lives this week. Holy Spirit, please speak to us. Lord, please illuminate those areas of our lives where we have habits and activities and actions that are just our lives and yet maybe steering us in the wrong direction, taking us in the wrong direction. I pray that you would do that. Help us, Lord, to see this principle. Help us to see it positively, that we would have good habits, good decisions, good direction in our lives. And Lord, that at the end of this study, that we would not only know our destinations, but we would be confident that we're going toward Him, going toward your goals for our lives. I ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.